Viewer discretion is advised. We're not professionals, we can and we will be wrong on occasion. Time for Twa.
Before we begin, we'd just like to say that the following was recorded before the alleged suicide of Jeffrey Epstein. It will be talked about in another episode and we hope you enjoy.
Hello everyone and welcome to This World Ain't Right. If you can listen to me saying here, this is our podcast about how this world ain't right. Anyway, so we have three hosts here. We have the amazing Emma Winship, the also amazing Isaac Smith, and the lovable dumpster fire. That is me, Jaden Pratt.
No.
Lovable's a little debatable.
Oh my God, you're so mean. That's going to be a common trend. I'm sure that's going to become a meme very, very quickly.
Like Area 51!
Yes!
Nice segue. Anyway, today's episode is about Area 51. Or if you're listening into the future, the Area 51 massacre. We're all very sorry for the people lost in that.
Screw you, right. US government.
If you're time travelers, please don't spoil anything for us, because we do want to find out ourselves about this.
So write in the comments right now which team won. Was it the Kyles, the Naruto runners?
Or the Karens?
Or the Karens.
I would laugh if it was the anti-vaxxers, because that would be the most honourable death they could have.
No. Anti-vaxxers live out all. Outlast all.
They have the secrets to eternal life. So I think we should start where the meme started, at the very least, which was...
Well, first of all, you need to say exactly what Area 51 is.
It's an airbase.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is.
It's basically an airbase that it was rumoured to be, well, Area 51, and it was first confirmed in 2013. So not really that long ago when you think about it. It's only, 6 years?
Pretty much.
You were telling me before about how NASA got a photo of it and the, was it the military? Is like,
yeah,
NASA?
they were coming out of one of their space adventures, you know, astronauts coming back to Earth. And yeah, they took a photo out of the side over the top of the base.
Yeah, back in 2006. So again, it was only 13 years ago that happened.
That's exactly
it. Anyway, but apparently what Area 51... was originally designed for is testing on US Air Force
spy planes,
and that's where all the UFOs came from, because a lot of people I think nowadays think UFOs as like alien sources and all of that, but UFO in its defined thing is unidentified flying object, which could mean anything that is not identified.
Be a weather balloon.
So if you, let's say, have a Russian plane flying over the America with a Over the Americas. Da, da. Anyway, that's not important. Little tangent. With no logs or anything saying, oh, we're a Russian plane or whatnot, that would be considered a UFO because it is unidentified.
Mm.
It's flying, and guess what? It's an object. I know, right? Crazy.
But that is what a lot of the issues was in the very beginning, is like they had all these really insanely fast spy planes that have been tested and seen by people who literally have no idea what it is they're looking
at. And the fact that a lot of the designs were not normal, like they're brand new designs. They did not look like human designs.
Yeah.
So people saw this like,
a lot of it,
God,
and it was kept like under wraps and really secret. So of course people are going to get sus.
Exactly.
But back to the meme, that,
next.
apparently the guy that created the meme was, contacted by the FBI.
Yeah, right.
That's
what I heard.
That's a bit sus.
Yeah, it's on the news everywhere. Mm. But I actually find the meme itself really interesting because it became one of the most popular internet topics in under 16 hours, which is crazy. And I heard someone saying that it was all over something called iFunny, and apparently nothing has been that prevalent on iFunny since, well, forever, because apparently it was just everywhere.
Yeah, iFunny's just not funny.
Yeah.
iFunny is full of people with depression.
But it's kind of interesting because just a few days before this, I think I found the event, it was something like 4 or so days beforehand, there was this meme going around that was really similar, and it was to storm Epstein's pedophile island, they can't stop us all. Which, so Epstein is this massive
By the way, we bring this Area 51 meme video with a tangent about Epstein Island.
No, but this is where the whole thing
this
originated.
Is where, yeah, this is where the whole thing originated.
It's how it got directed.
He's been caught with, I think it was child pornography and all this stuff, and it's a massive thing, which surprisingly hasn't been reported on in Australia, like, at all. I heard his name mentioned on the news once, and that was yesterday, and it wasn't even about his case. So,
yeah, I only heard of it, like, looking into this,
yeah,
basically.
Like, he's this massive millionaire, billionaire, I don't know, but he's got lots of money, and...
I guess with that sort of thing is like, even if you don't have a lot of money, you'd have a lot of influence.
Yeah, the point is he has a lot of influence, and this meme started gaining traction, and then next thing you know, Area 51's everywhere. Like, I don't know how you guys heard about the Area 51 meme, whether it was
Facebook.
Yeah, see, exactly.
No, literally, like, I was just he was in school holidays for us. Right here, I was using the YouTube, and it's like, social media thing. It's like, oh, Storm, Area 51.
The point is, did you see it by going on to media, or did you actually come across the event yourself?
The true proper media, that's kind of biased, but still not as biased as the current news media in the world, which is the Facebooks and the YouTubes and the social medias.
Yeah, not that's biased.
Where I came not, across not, it. Not. Well, if you think about it, not biased.
Yeah, in saying that, they're literally censoring
everything.
Yes. Hey, it's just like the normal media.
And coming across, this is a little side note, but about Facebook censoring, someone on Reddit, like the conspiracy Reddit, was talking about how they posted a news article on Epstein and it started gaining traction. And Facebook deleted it for absolutely no reason. So.
Do you know what? I think Mark Zuckerberg
is one of the
would be a creep like that. Do you know what? He's not human. Do you know what?
He's a reptile.
He's not doing anything to the children. He's eating them.
No. Guys. I've just got a new meme. It's starting here. Let's bring Mark back to Area 51.
Where he belongs.
Where he belongs.
With his people.
Or we could just everyone have a collective agreement to just return to MySpace.
Yes. Wait, is that even still online?
Yeah, it is. It is. One of my friends, shout out to you, Josh. He has MySpace. I found it.
Guys, we need an official MySpace page. by the way,
Well, I heard, like, over in Sri Lanka and a couple of other those, like, Middle Eastern places, they don't use Facebook anymore. They've actually moved on to another one.
Like, I know most people, they don't use Facebook. They use Twitter instead. Like, most Americans and stuff. But I think that the Area 51 meme has been not necessarily created by the media, but I think it's certainly been propelled by the media. Because most people hear about it because the media reports on it, and... Because I actually stumbled across the event before I stumbled across the news article, because I'm in a lot of those, like, meme groups.
Yeah.
It was about only a couple hundred thousand people were on it, and that night I saw a news report on it, and it was after that it got up to a couple million.
Yeah.
This just in, a news report about this random thing happening. U.S. Air Force, we are ready to protect America and her assets.
And those assets are clap daily in cheeks.
No. Can I just say, aren't Americans America's assets?
Well, you'd want to hope so.
So it's like, we're ready to protect America and her assets. So pretty much
themselves.
You can't do anything to us because we're assets of America. If we did not exist, America would not exist.
Wait, did you just say we're assets of America?
No, I'm not. I'm pretending to
okay,
be the people, Emma.
Because I'm saying we're Australian. We're not exactly America's assets.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
we should have mentioned that at the beginning.
I think it's kind of obvious unless people like... Are you English?
No.
Are you English?
No, at the 18th party I went to last week, literally an English guy is like, oh yeah, you're from the home country, aren't you? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm like, oh my, what? No, stop the front door.
Stop the front door.
No, I'm embellishing.
Yeah.
He said some naughty words.
Kids. Oh God.
He said frick and some other words. Frickety frack frack.
I have a family member that lives in Canberra, and I think a lot of her students,
the city of roundabouts,
a lot of her students thought that she was from England, but she's like, no, just South Australia.
We are okay for anyone who's not from a South Australian or is a South Australian doesn't actually know this because our education system is bad. Yes, I'm looking at you,
yeah,
person who in charge.
South Australia, principal.
No, the Minister of Education.
And all that. South Australia is actually the only state not founded by convicts. We were founded by free. Mostly because
there was a mining boom, and basically all the rich people from England are like, well, we're going there, so that's why we all sound really posh down here, and everyone else is like, g'day, mate.
G'day, mate. My name's Bruce from the biology department. G'day, Nigel.
Go down to the VB and get us some beer, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. G'day, Yana. God, stop
stealing my diaries, mate.
No, mate.
Yeah, no.
But with this whole Area 51 thing, I think...
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
We get sidetracked a lot, but it will be entertaining.
We'll just have a sidetrack counter. Oh my God, it just
editing
broke.
Editing Emma put that in.
It just broke. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
We got him.
But I think that there might have been something at Area 51 once upon a time, but I don't think that there is now.
I would say there's nothing interesting. There would still be a lot of the stealth
planes. There probably would be
stealth
planes, you know.
That's pretty much.
I think if there's anything to do with aliens, it's not there now.
No way.
Like,
no.
It's too public.
And I don't really think
the thing is, the creator, like, creator obviously as a joke. If you can clearly say where it is, it's like one of the furthest ways to actually get into Area 51 and all that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it was put out too soon. Like, if they wanted real traction about it, they should have put it out like 2 weeks before it was actually going to happen. Because now it's just going to sickle out and just die down.
Well, that's right.
It already is.
There's going to Well, although in saying that, I read a news article, I think it was like last week, and flights to Nevada had gone up by like 1,000 a day.
And the hotel nearby is already booked out.
Yeah, so, I mean, there might be
so
some people.
So, can we just hold a second silence for everyone that's going to die on the 20th of September?
Because they will shoot you.
1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi. Okay, now back into it. Why do you still have your hand in your heart?
Because he's so proud and patriotic. I'm so proud and patriotic of those aliens.
I have heard some theories about the meme, though, that a reason apart from Epstein it may have been propelled is to test, I don't know how to put it, but basically dispersing crowds methods. Like,
so like
crowd control.
Yeah, redirect them to something else.
Yeah, like technology they could have been working on at Area 51 of how to like control crowds.
Yeah. I don't know. I in my research I found some really weird stuff. Thanks to Bob Lazar, who there is a very questionable, like, we'll probably get into that a bit later, but yeah, he's made a couple of documentaries and got his YouTube channel, and he makes some pretty like outlandish claims, but sometimes there's like a little bit of truth in them that makes him,
I think this is what my mum says. There's a little bit of truth in nearly every conspiracy.
Well, that's right. It has to come from somewhere. And for people to believe it, there
needs
to be something.
In saying that, I do believe that things like, okay, this is a conspiracy in itself. Things like the flat Earth conspiracy and all the ones that are just crazy, like governments, reptiles and all that. I think that's put out by the media to make conspiracy theorists sound crazy. Something that
discredit them from when they do stumble across something actually genuine, they've got all this backing of ridiculousness.
Just look at MK Ultra.
Well, that's exactly
the
it.
The media made the. Do you have your hand up, Jaden?
No, I'm just stretching.
Okay. You want a question?
The media came out for years and years saying, everyone's saying this is absolutely mental.
Yeah.
And then what do you know? The files came out.
Well, that's exactly it. And there's been a lot of cases where some of these conspiracy theorists have come out with these predictions.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of weeks later, the actual event happens. Like, look at Bernie Sanders. He said so many times that 9/11 was going to happen.
Yeah.
And it did.
Yeah, because I heard, I can't remember where I heard it, I just heard it years ago, about how JFK, the CIA proposed to him staging a terrorist attack to in order to start a war with, like, one of the Middle Eastern countries, and he denied it.
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because later on...
Did you have it written down?
No, I had a very interesting link to that sort of thing.
By the way, he was just putting his many pages.
I have many. I'm very sorry. I did pretty much all of it
I
this
have
morning.
Half of one.
No. And then this means that there's nothing. It's like he's like...
So, have any of you guys heard of Wernher von Braun, the Nazi?
No. A few years ago, I kind of went down a bit of an Auschwitz wormhole.
So did you come across Project Paperclip?
No!
Seriously? Like, what do they teach you? What are you learning, I should say?
No, I watched a documentary on Auschwitz.
Where is she?
So, yeah, so Project Paperclip, which definitely deserves its own episode at some point or another.
Yeah, we shall do that.
So basically what happened is after the war... The Russians and the Americans grabbed every single Nazi scientist they could and tried to put them into their workforce.
Oh, no, they were already doing that before the war ended. That's...
You're right.
No. The fact that the Manhattan Project, a lot of that were German scientists.
Oh, those were ones that, like, already defected.
Yeah, already defected. You're talking about people
the ones
like,
that were actually collected, yeah, like, because taken out of Germany.
Nazis are bad. I hate Nazis. I hate neo-Nazis. We do not condone
Nazis
their behavior.
Nazis are terrible.
Some of the technology they were developing was interesting.
Well, that's another debate in itself, yeah. Is like, you know, a lot of the medical stuff that we know today came from very horrible Nazi experiments, but they saved lives. So, again, we're going to probably
do
an
episode. We do not condone hate. We are an egalitarian people. However, we hate aliens.
I don't speak
why
for yourself.
Why do we hate aliens? What have
we
they ever done to you?
Aliens.
I hate xenomorphs. That's about it.
Exactly.
What have aliens
so,
ever
you
done
racist.
To you?
Just because they want to kill you doesn't mean.
So Wernher von Braun, he was one of the Nazis picked up through this Project Paperclip, and he was basically they call him the father of rockets, like.
Developed V1 and V2.
I think so.
Rockets,
or
yeah.
Something like that. So
that's wait, could I please? Sorry,
he's taking off his glasses. Jaden's taking off Isaac's glasses.
And that's a fact.
Or is it? You'll never know.
Yeah.
You have to realise these people can't see you.
No.
Yeah.
So the father of rocketeering was given, I don't know. A friend. I'll just call it a friend because I don't actually know what a job
Thank
is.
Thank you for being a friend.
Dr. Carol Rosen, I think it's pronounced, in 1974. And one day, you know, they're having a conversation because...
Well, g'day, mate. You know, we're some Nazi scientists. G'day. Oh, I shouldn't know.
I don't think they'd be saying g'day if they're German.
Well, g'day. No. Translated to Australia. Guten Tag. How are you doing?
So he pulls her aside and says, look, Carol, I'm paraphrasing here. This was at the 2001 Disclosure Project interview hosted by Stephen Greer, I think it was. Anyway, he pulls her aside and says, look, Carol, you got to stop the weaponization of space. Like, right now. And she replied, just as a joke, you know, teachers don't stop till June, because that was her job. And he's like, look, you don't understand. This is February and we have to prevent the weaponization of space, because there is a lie being told to everyone that the weaponization of space is first being based on the evil empire, such as the Russians, because this was around, a little bit after the Cold War kind of thing. There are many enemies to whom we are going to build this space weapon system, like, to attack. You know, first is the Russians, and that was America's biggest enemy. Next is terrorism. The terrorist threat is, like, according to Wernher, you know, it's all fake. And then next it will be rogue nations. Fourth is the asteroids. And then finally the last card is the extraterrestrial threat. So as to what you were saying, that whole redirect and creating these fake threats to push a certain agenda.
It's false flags attack. It's false
exactly.
Flags.
This is legit. The according to Vernon von Braun, this is the false flag template. That's his words.
Yeah.
Though,
like,
so.
Because they're putting chemicals in
why
the water.
Why do you think?
Rocks.
Why do you think? I don't know what nationality our listeners are going to be.
Well, I bet there's going to be a few Australians. G'day to
those.
Tony and Jordan. Right now.
Shout out.
We know what you're doing.
We know where you live, okay.
We'll make you listen.
But in Australia, at least, they're always reporting pointless things about the royals. Why do you think they do that?
And it's not just the royals. Like, there's dumb stuff that, like,
a kangaroo has a fight out in the street.
That is literally Australian news. Like, at least once a week we have that. Or, like, we have a car driving past a kangaroo.
Okay, guys, let's be serious. Not once a week. Once an hour.
I forgot we got 24-hour news now, so yeah.
My mum keeps up with the news, not just watching the news, but looking it up herself. And she didn't even know about Epstein until I told her. Only knew from Reddit.
Yeah, I had to talk to a couple of people, and they only knew of one case that happened a long time ago.
It happened in the early 2000s. In fact, I think the records for that are just about to be released, and people are predicting there's going to be another distraction by media.
Mm.
Talking about that, I'm pretty sure, wasn't the JFK files supposed to be released?
They were, actually, very. If they haven't, it's very soon.
You know what I never heard about? The release of second MKUltra documents last year in December, where they found out they implanted a chip in a dog's brain and controlled its motor movements. Which, I don't know about you, but if they can create something like that in the 60s or 70s, what could they do now? That's terrifying.
Well, my grandfather, or step-grandfather rather, he worked for NASA, legitimate rocket scientist, and he doesn't use a computer. Because he knows how powerful they were back when he was working on these rockets and stuff.
No, literally.
And
like,
he's afraid of what they can do now.
The stuff that we're recording, the computer that is recording this right now. My God, we're trapped in here. Please help
the
us.
The mouse is
help
moving.
Us, help us. Help, help us. Help us. Anyway, sorry for that.
It looks like the JFK documents have been sealed until 2021.
Anyway, so, as I was saying, the computer we're recording now is more powerful than the computers used. Apollo 11.
Oh, yes.
You think about back to the 60s and 70s, based on what you see in movies and, like, TV and that sort of thing, you wouldn't think that the technology was anything special.
No.
Then.
Like, you know, at around that point, they were just getting out of a time where a desktop would fill up the room we're currently sitting in. It's not overly big.
And that was a small one.
And exactly.
Actually, okay, side note, the room's pretty big. If you take out them...
You get his point, okay? Not being pretentious or anything.
But... Wait, what was I talking about?
We were talking about the advancement in technology.
But yeah, if you think, if they can, back in the 60s, where you think that technology is like just completely crap, if they can implant a chip into a dog's brain and control its motor movements, what could they do now? Could they implant a chip into our brain and control like what we say and do?
Well, they
I've got one right now.
No. Wow. Well, the thing is, like, they
that's why I'm telling you all these
nano
things.
Technology and all of that. Like, they couldn't put it into the water, like, make it some sort of chemicals. And
fluoride.
The chemicals...
Well,
no,
nanotech is small.
No, it could be chemicals in the water. Turn the freaking frogs gay!
Fluoride in water, it has no purpose to be in water. It actually really doesn't do anything for your teeth.
Was that what they claimed it's for?
Yeah, they literally claim it's for your teeth.
No. Okay.
Fluoride in the water is so
it's like
badly.
The main ingredient for most antidepressants.
Yeah.
By the way, we're not sponsored by anyone, but I like to say this Coke is really
oh
good.
My God.
I don't like sponsors at all, but this Coca-Cola from the Coca-Cola company is really good, you know?
It's not actually holding one, it's just in the air. Air Coke,
but
freshness.
From what I've heard, fluoride in the water, it's something... it kind of makes you more susceptible to, I guess, manipulation. That's how you could say it.
Well, that is legitimately what they're used for in antidepressants, is to make you more susceptible to your, like, psychologists and nurses' suggestions, you know, into making yourself get better.
And that's literally why it's in the water. It's not, I won't call it mind control because it's not that, but it's a way of making you more compliant.
Mm. Anyway, back to Area 51.
I still think we're talking about interesting stuff.
We are, but like...
Just waiting till we get Paranormal Activities.
That's going to be great.
That's going to be wild. Yeah, so we actually never mentioned this podcast is about conspiracies that goes from, I guess, 9/11 to aliens. It's about true crime and some paranormal stuff.
Well, when you say conspiracy, like, conspiracy is like an old thing. Like, what about the Knights Templar? Like, what happened
to
that?
Well, that's exactly it. You know, stuff like cults we might touch on as well later on.
Yeah, and, I find and cults interesting.
You can tie that with true crime and all that sort of stuff.
Everything,
everything that makes this world not right. Anyway, so that was... What was the last thing we took? That was
fluoride in the water. That's
what I was Von Braun's message to Dr. Carol. And she said she's willing to testify in front of Congress and all that sort of stuff. You can check out the video. It's on YouTube. Just search up Project Disclosure.
You might have to look it up on DuckDuckGo, though, these days to find it, because YouTube is censoring that sort of thing.
I don't know. It was on it this morning when I looked at it.
Well, like I said, a few weeks ago, I was able to find heaps of stuff on the
An actual site Wright that's Patterson 100% Airport uncensored videos is called BitChute. There's a lot of documentaries and stuff like that on there as well, which we might...
But yeah, as I was saying, a few weeks ago, I was able to find heaps on the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, but I looked last night and I could find hardly anything, so I just DuckDuckGo.
Another thing as well, another great YouTuber who's called Legal Eagle, he's a US lawyer, and I think his recent video was talking about Area 51 and was actually looking at the legality of people doing that and the reaction that the US could do against that. I haven't fully watched it because my internet like cut out.
Yeah.
Screw you, internet and NBN and all that stuff. We blame you, the government. Yes, we know who you are.
I think enough of the things have been crossed out for that the government would be allowed to do pretty much anything to stop you from these top secret sites, because, as we said, a lot of the stuff in there may not be extraterrestrial, but...
FBI, open up!
But a lot of it will be, like, spy planes and stuff, which have really advanced technology to the point where, you know, the Russians are trying to do... I actually wrote it down because it was a... astral projection to try and just get information. So they're turning to these really... weird things just to get information.
Guys, can I just say something? I'm actually astral projecting myself and my voice right now.
Oh my god.
It's true, my hand just went right through.
I'm not in that way.
You sure you're not a poltergeist and like, you know, possess the mind?
You've possessed my house. I mean,
be the first time.
My house is already haunted, but that's a story for another day.
Yes. Maybe next episode. Probably not though. Maybe episode 3, who knows?
Or maybe we're not sure. We don't really have a schedule.
We don't have a plan. We're just like whatever we feel like chatting about.
Pretty much.
I know I was talking about Area 52. Now, side note, when I was researching this, I looked it up on Google first because that's just the search engine on my phone. I use DuckDuckGo on my computer now. It's great. It doesn't censor anything. But when I looked it up, all that came up was stuff about Area 51, and it was really only the memes. So I went and looked it up on DuckDuckGo, came out with heaps of information. And one of the first things I found is apparently 70 miles northwest of Area 51, there's another base. And Google Maps has actually refused to update the satellite images for that particular area between 2008 and 2016. And
refused to, or being forced not to.
That's true.
Either or.
But apparently they update it every 30 days. Exactly. Now, I think this is the satellite imaging. Yeah, it was. I said satellite. But since it's been updated, Google has blurred this particular object hanging out of an aircraft hangar. I couldn't really find much information on this place. It was only one article, but there were photos with it. And it was weird. It's just like everything's in focus except for this one aircraft.
Well, that's... Yeah, it's a bit interesting because there's been claims of like other bases around where Area 51 is supposed to be. Like,
and this is one of them.
Yeah, that's one of them. I don't think I came across that one, but I came across Sector... I think it was Sector 18 and... I think it was the other one was like Sector 4 or something like that, which is where... Yeah, Sector 4, which is where Bob Lazar claims to have worked, and apparently... Like, if you look at the site where Area 51 is confirmed, there's, like, a couple of mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Sector 4 is built into the one of the mountains.
Are you talking about, like, Stargate?
No, like, it's actually, like, built...
No, the actual thing that the Stargate base was...
Well, that was one of the
based
projects.
On...
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's the thing, is there's a couple of claims that there is an actual Stargate in there as well. But that's, an unsubstantiated claim.
Well, can I say it's true? Because I'm not actually human. I'm obviously an alien.
We could tell.
You're making some very big claims that the FBI could definitely, like... Wait, is this your goal? To say that you're an alien and get kidnapped by the FBI?
So you can free your brethren?
Get the inside information. Guys, it's not Storm Area 51. It's all that's claimed to be aliens.
And just go in undercover like a Trojan horse.
Yeah. Wait, to do that, wouldn't everyone have to go inside the alien?
Ew.
That is not as bad. Okay, so there is this
phrasing
show called
God.
Archer, and in it, there is this line called phrasing whenever someone says something that's a double entendre accidentally. So right there, that is a massive phrasing.
What I mean is you build a giant wooden alien or metal alien would actually be better. And everyone goes inside of the metal contraption.
This isn't awesome. 4 hour, okay?
I'm just gonna stop talking.
Oh my god. All I can think of is that scene from Ace Ventura 2 where it comes out the rhino. Oh dear. Some of you will probably get that, the older peeps. Okay, but yeah, this S4 facility. Is apparently about like 8 miles from the confirmed Area 51 site. So who knows? Like, there's tunnels down there that could connect to literally anything.
Well, speaking of tunnels, apparently there are tunnels and vaults under the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, which is near the site of the Roswell crash that took place. Actually, I couldn't find a specific date, but the very first I guess you could say press release was the 8th of July 1947. And that was issued by Lieutenant Walter Hout, something like that. But then the next day there was a second press release by General Roger Ramey. They're going to come for me because I'm saying the last name is wrong. that states it was actually a weather balloon. Now,
wait. Do you hear that? FBI, you're
the night. I'm not sure how much I believe it was a weather balloon because this is on the official FBI website. It's not just like it's some fabricated thing. There's a letter that was, it's titled The Round Rollin'. It's called The Flying Roll. I don't know. It's got lots of names on it.
We can't pronounce these words because of the Australian curriculum and school system.
Oh, I think they're the ones who are really going to come off.
But the interesting thing about it is that it was written on July 8th, 1947. And now this particular letter talks about... Alright, I'm going to get some quotes.
Paraphrase.
Yeah.
These aliens are everywhere.
The truth is out.
Part of the discs carry crows, others are under remote control. Their mission is peaceful. The visitors contemplate sotling, I don't understand these words, on this piano. These visitors are human-like, but much larger in size. They are not Earth people. They do not come from this planet. So, that's just a little portion of it. But I just find that really interesting that it was written literally the same day as the press release. And it was sent to the FBI. And they did nothing about it.
There's been a lot of, like, accounts from some of the people at this Disclosure Project where they say they saw something. And there's a bit of this tongue-in-cheek sort of joke saying, oh, it's our little friends, or it's our little greys, or, like, you know, they do make this joke about it. Whether or not it's true is up for debate, I'm sure. But, yeah, it does seem to happen a lot. And that sort of, that substance that are used to make, like, weather balloons and stuff, a lot of people that were on one of the projects, would have been Project Galileo.
Galileo.
They do tend to mention this material that is easy to, like, reshape and all these sorts of things that sound eerily similar to the stuff that weather balloons are made out of. Because Project Galileo is to reverse engineer sources, basically, is what some of the claims have been. But a lot of it's more focused on the anti-gravity technology, which I tried to understand, but it's quite over my head. I never did good at physics.
Well, I might have to have a look at it because I was actually pretty good at physics 2 years ago.
Because when they were first describing it, I thought the way they were describing it is like, you know, when in Futurama where like the professor talks about how the engine works and it moves the entire universe around the ship.
I never really watched Futurama.
But yeah, the Planet Express ship, the way it flies really fast is because it doesn't actually move. It moves the universe around the ship. Like, that's by creating, like, a void, basically. And this anti-gravity sort of thing, to me, that would be the only way it would work, is if it created its own, like, little void that, like, stops gravity from creating, like, any sort of drag and all those sorts of things and can just go up to...
So, with space travel and all of that, when... And it comes goes to teleportation as well.
Yeah.
Like, going from one place to another. I think the easiest and technically the most safest way would be kind of folding the universe in half and creating a little hole to go through it.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, disintegrating and then reintegrating. I have no idea because by doing that, you are technically killing yourself.
Well,
and
that's
then
exactly
creating it. So you won't be that. However, if you have, I like to call them dimensional doorways, pretty much, of just imagine a piece of paper and then you fold it in half.
Yeah,
and then like cut a hole like in the middle of it, you can go through that. So it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like what they believe wormholes are, but they're not, you know, this is all obviously not confirmed because we haven't flown anything into a wormhole just yet. Unless we have, and please don't spoil anything, time travelers. Again.
Actually no, comment no, you can't. You can't actually
you
tell
can't
us.
Comment. Tweet at Emma Rose Wynn if you've ever been into a wormhole.
And not like that.
Phrasing.
Oh my gosh. No, if you're a time traveler and if any aircraft has gone into a space wormhole.
We may make a page at a future date or something like that on
I have my
Twitter. And Facebook. But
and
until
also,
then,
check out Emma Winship on YouTube.
That cough, blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm saying that's going to be where all our behind-the-scenes footage and stuff goes.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah, I'm not recording at the moment because I have 25 minutes of video already.
And it's literally just me staring at the camera, talking referentially, talking and making it stare into my soul.
If you can't
right
see yourself, then it means it's not recording.
No. I'm saying when it was...
So, has anyone got anything they want to add in?
Well, I haven't spoken a lot about the Wright-Patterson Force Air Base.
Yeah.
But, like I said, that's near where the Roswell crash was. And it's rumoured to store the crash debris and supposed alien bodies from the crash. Now, there's this guy who is named Raymond Sismonks, apparently.
I think I came across
and he worked at this place, and he was supposedly told his first day working there, like, he was just asked, hey, you seen the aliens yet? Now, under the Wright-Patterson Force Air Base, there's a bunch of tunnels and vaults. Now, according to this guy, they keep aliens in these vaults, and they're breeding them and basically experimenting on them.
Can I just say,
which, like, sounds like a very human thing.
No. Can I just say, it would be, like, hilarious. Like, I'm pretty sure that was, like, well, have you seen any aliens yet? Would probably be, like, a tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah,
like,
another one of them.
But it was after he was actually shown them. Apparently, what happened is it's the supposed aliens from the Roswell crash. And,
damn, they're big old.
No, they've been breeding them.
Exactly.
So, apparently, the bodies are still there. There is, I don't know how real it is, but there's apparent photographic evidence of these bodies. And so apparently they're all being kept in the vaults. Now, what's weird is apparently there's a nearby university who uses the tunnels to get around.
Hmm.
But in these vaults, which they can't get into, there's aliens.
So has that got anything to do with the, what's it, the Tuscan alien body? Like, remember how that came out a couple of years ago?
Yeah. Wasn't that, well, I'm
they proved it to be, it wasn't an alien, but it wasn't exactly human either.
But the thing is, though, who proved it?
Well, that's the thing. But Stephen Greer was actually invited to do his own research on it.
Mm.
He got a couple of, like, his people from Disclosure Project and had a look at it. And they believed that it was, like, because it was, like, small and had, like, a large head and all those sorts of things, they believed it was a regular person that just unfortunately had a lot of diseases.
Yeah.
And, like, growth sort of, you know, diseases all in one go.
Have you seen, like, Cyanide and Happiness?
Yes.
You know, like, the doctor singing song?
No.
It's like, oh, no, I have to... anyway, so while I'm showing this to our good friend Isaac, let's talk about kind of, like, the many ideas that what type of aliens there could be, because I think we haven't actually talked about that yet.
No, we haven't really talked about, like, the greys and, there's this one guy who claimed that there's actually these two races of aliens that are currently on planet Earth, and one of them, like, hates the other, and it's like this sort of gang war, like, space gang war from each other.
Don't worry, Jaden's just throwing ghosts in our face. Like, just pictures
because
of ghosts.
Because I am a ghost.
So wait, you're an alien
Be
ghost?
Be careful, you're mocking the literal ghosts in my house.
You're an undead alien. Is that what you're telling us? That was hired
yes,
by the FBI.
That is astral projecting.
Astral projecting from the star, okay. Second on the right, straight on to morning.
Peter Pan!
Oh my god.
I loved Peter Pan as a kid. Okay.
So no,
you know
this...
he's a reaper, right? Like in the original story.
I loved
story.
Peter Pan as a kid.
He is the Grim Reaper.
Wait, in the original story, that's what he is.
So basically, we're talking about what sort of aliens they could be.
Yeah, so, I mean, you got your stereotypical greys, you know, Paul and,
You got your blood, you got your cream.
Well, that's the thing, is there is a guy who does claim that there is something that are very similar to, like, a Bloods and Crips type mentality of these aliens. Like, there's these two groups, one's, like, Harvagers and one's Invaders, and they're apparently using Earth to negotiate peace between them.
No.
Isaac's notes.
No, you see, what it actually is, it's a battle royale.
Yeah, pretty much. And then you got, like, there's, like, these, like, 10-foot Slenderman-looking type ones that have been claimed to exist.
Mm.
And then you got that other one from, remember that video clip that came out just a couple of months ago with that, they were claiming that it was Dobby?
Yeah.
So claiming that was an alien. I mean,
Dobby is a good elf.
It's been presented with clothes.
I'm just...
There are a few. There's lots. I mean, if we were to count ones in movies, you got, like, Xenomorphs, and you got pretty much 50 million different ones from Futurama.
I don't think that have real ones in movies, though.
No.
Especially if it's trying to be covered up.
Well, that's the interesting thing that they brought in with Paul, because Paul's like a comedy where an alien's crashed on Earth, blah, blah, blah. And he said that the reason why a lot of aliens look similar to him is because if aliens did ever want to make contact with us, we wouldn't freak out as much.
Yeah.
That's like earlier. Language.
What? Are you trying to speak Simlish?
He's saying you should just kill him.
The thing is, I've heard so many theories about aliens, like they've helped build the pyramids and all that.
And then there was like a nuclear missile test that they were doing, and apparently aliens shot these like little laser beams at them to stop them from exploding, which is an actual incident.
And then there's that little radio recording from space and from the 70s.
Yeah, the wow signal.
Yeah. I just wonder, aliens always portrayed as these like, you know the things that they're portrayed as in movies and TV shows.
Well, yeah, I know the
but
things.
But what if
you're
they just
about.
Look exactly like us?
Well, they could, and that's a very
because
possible thing.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the negative blood types and how they literally, if their kid, I think it's something like, it could be this or vice versa. If you have a positive blood type, no, I think it's if you have a negative blood type and your baby has positive, then it literally, your body rejects the baby because it's like a foreign object.
No, sorry, like that. That's true. However, the first child you have, so it has to be like, deal with the parents and with like, the mixing of the blood types that actually create the child. The first child will be fine because the body's like, what? It's like a snowman pretty much. It's like, I wasn't gonna.
Yeah.
So, but the repeated, like, next times after that is when, like, the body's like, this is a foreign entity. We have to not say kill it, but it pretty much severely damages.
It attacks it while it's in the womb.
But I have heard something about how DNA from those that have negative blood types is harder to trace back. Like, the family tree is harder to trace back.
Would it be because it's not a dominant gene?
Possibly, but generally, most people in the world can be traced back to the same two people.
Yeah.
But with people with negative blood types, apparently they can't be. I haven't really looked into it that much, so, like, don't quote me on it. But, yeah.
The only tangent I can think of for that is if you're a serial killer and have a negative blood type, that sounds like a really, like, good thing to have in your profession.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never be found.
Who are you?
The alien murderer?
No, that's who I. No, I mean nothing.
So, I think that's the thing. But that's the thing with this sort of research is, I mean, I didn't really actively look for too much alien stuff because I thought that maybe that would have a better chance of being maybe a spin-off type thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of the research that I did do in regards to the UFO sort of stuff, you know, it was a lot of it where the people were testifying and they were going, you know, I swear to Congress, all this stuff is true and whatever. And then, like, you know, the press would be like, so you saw aliens? And like, no, we saw UFOs. I'm like, but what about the aliens? And it's like, well, we assume that they're driving these things, but we can't see them.
Oh, I believe it's actually piloting.
Anyway, moving on. But that's the thing, is like, there aren't really many testimonies of actual
aliens
as such.
I mean, there's the, I'm not gonna say like they're crazy, that word popped in my head, but they're the outlandish ones where people claim that like time kind of stopped and then their memory, they have no memory, and then it's like a few hours later and they're back in the same spot.
So that could just be the Men in Black.
Yeah.
That, they're neuralized.
That's true. So they're kind of like, yeah, bit harder to,
a bit harder to describe.
It's harder to comprehend.
Yeah, it's a lot harder to comprehend because you don't really have very imaginable, you don't really have good descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
And the descriptions you do have are the ones that every single person on Earth has had. You know, like when you think of aliens, you think of greys, basically. Yeah. You know, big heads, big eyes, you know, like quite skinny and
it's,
all that sort of
thing. It's just like the whole thing with the black-eyed children a few years ago. That was started in the 90s, and all of a sudden everyone was having these same experiences with them.
That, yeah, because it's in the populace's general conscience now. It's part of everyone's psyche. It's a collective.
Yeah, because like previously with that media attention, like if you'd say something like that, like people would think, you're weird, you're loony, we're going to lock you up. Mm. But now because it's a lot of other people are saying it, people are safer, like feel safe to actually say it.
And it's not just that. There are some that are just flat out attention seeking, going like, you know, I saw this really crazy thing. Yeah, I saw it too. What it looked like. What did he say it looked like? You know, there's a lot of that too.
It's not attention seeking these days. It's called clout chasing.
My bad.
Well, I think that's a good place to end, and we'll continue this discussion next week.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for now, that's goodbye from Emma and...
Oh, you want me to go next? I've been Isaac.
And I've been Jaden. And you've been listening to This World Ain't Right. Thank you for watching, and listen next time with some interesting stuff.